Well, good morning. Just a little bit of a hint of fall in the air this morning. You feel that's right. Amen. See, I was telling somebody out there, one of our parking lot guys, brace yourself because when it's snowing by Halloween, I don't want to hear any complaints. All you summer lovers here. I can't wait. I love the change of the seasons and the cooler temperatures, the cool air. But even as the wind, it's that gentle breeze and the rustling in the leaves and things. You know, we're studying God's attributes on Wednesday night. And you can clearly see his invisible attributes in the things that are created. And when you stop and just listen, you see him in the breeze, you know, sense him. You know that he is being praised by the chirping of the birds that sing every morning. And it's just a beautiful picture of God's creation and who he is. This week, one of the things that God has pressed in my heart and where he has really just really spoken to me is the immense love that he has for us. And this morning, the verse that was in my heart is that we love him because he first loved us. Aren't you thankful that God loves us regardless of where we are in life and what we do? Doesn't mean he always approves of what we do, but he still loves us. I just want that to kind of resonate in your heart and your mind this morning as we go before the Lord. That God's love is for us all, and that he loves you here today, no matter where you may be. And let's just go before his presence in the privacy and the stillness of our own hearts and our own minds as we begin worshiping him today. Lord Jesus, I do praise you this morning, and I thank you for your immense love. God, when I consider that love, that you who knew no sin became sin for me, that I might become your righteousness, and that while I was still a sinner, you died for me. You took my place on Calvary. I thank you for loving me first. And I pray that that love just spill out onto everybody here this morning. God, that they would know the love of Jesus Christ. Father, that they would understand and be completely consumed with that love. When we look at all that you have done and who you are, why would you do these things? How could you do these things? It's out of a heart of love for us. Father, I just commit everything here this morning, truly. I don't want this to become a mundane ritual. We commit these things into your hands today. When we sing, when we speak, when we preach, when we teach, when we meet, when we counsel, when we welcome people into our midst, I pray that you would be exalted. I thank you, God, that we continue to see your hand in this world. That powerful storm that disintegrated this week in Texas. I know that there were still high winds and flooding, but Father, what it could have been. And then to hear your people standing and saying that we prayed for this. We prayed that it would dissipate. We prayed that the damage would be avoided. God, we know that you are God. You control the wind and the sea. You tell the sun when to rise and when to set. You've named all the stars. You've told every lightning bolt where to go. We praise you and exalt you today as the one true living God over all things, the God over our sin, the God of this church, the God of our salvation. Jesus, may you be glorified today. For in the name of Christ Jesus, we pray all things. And in that name alone, we pray all things. For your glory alone, we ask it. Amen.
We're going to ask everybody to please stand, and we're going to praise the Lord in song here this morning. John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. It is in Christ alone. Amen. It's in Christ alone. Amen. Come on, wake up. Here we go.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid crown, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of
morning. If you need the power of Christ in your life, say amen.
Amen.
Beautiful song. You know, I was thinking when a pastor was talking about creation and everything, I was thinking one of my favorite refuges places in my back deck. And I was out there having breakfast yesterday and lunch and watching the hummingbirds. And you know, I don't know how many times those little wings flap, you know, when they're hovering around there. And then there was a woodchuck, and I have five turkeys who were walking around. I was feeding the turkeys like feeding chickens. I was throwing birdseed out, and they were coming right up and eating the birdseed and woodchucks. And it's just a blessing to see God's creation and to be thankful for what God has given us. Amen? Couple quick announcements. There'll be a church picnic blast next Sunday. So there are sign-up sheets in the foyer, and there's also information in your bulletin there. Today, you really need to sign up today. I think if you show up next week, it's still okay, right, Pastor? But I'd like to get an idea of... You've got to bring double the food, and it's going to cost you twice as much to get in. Plan on signing up. It's always a great time to fellowship. And Pastor Think said there won't be Sunday school, correct, next week? So there'll be no Sunday school next week, but we'll have a big, nice church picnic right out back here. So please put your name on the list. And also one other quick announcement is, believe it or not, Walk Through Bethlehem is coming up. It's almost December. And there's a note here. There'll be a meeting on September 24th for all who are going to be part of that. And I think we had almost all the church was involved last year. Tremendous thing. If you are new or aren't familiar with this, you can talk to somebody later. But it was a 400 or 500 people came, I think, right, Pastor? It's just fantastic. And it only worked because so many people from the church were part of it. So please plan on make a note on your calendar on September 24th. With that, can you have the ushers come forward? And also, if you're new, a visitor, should be a connection card in front of you in the pew. Please fill one of those out, and you can put it in the offering plate as the ushers come by.
Hey, Rick, can I just reiterate, don't forget, we didn't say it out loud, but Awana and Word of Life Club starts on the 6th. So we want everybody to make sure they know, if you know a neighbor who's got a teen, a child, that would obviously, they'd all benefit from being plugged into our programs. What an awesome way to get them to come see our church and to do something awesome for their kids. It starts Wednesday, September 6th, and there's a teen opening kickoff bash on the 8th, Friday the 8th, September 8th. Thank
all
right. you.
Thanks, Trent. Let's all stand together. We'll recite John 6:27. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. John 6:27. And Watson, would you lead us in a prayer?
Our Father and our God, we do thank you that we can worship in thy house. We thank you that you are a God we can approach because your Son died, was buried, and rose again the third day that we might have eternal life. Father, we thank you for our missionaries even today, Father, that you would encourage and bless and strengthen them, Father, as they go forth around the world giving forth your word. Now, Lord, as we give forth a portion of that you have given to us, Lord, we ask that you would multiply it, use it. May many people come to hear the gospel here in this town and throughout this area and know Jesus Christ as their Savior. For it's in his name and for his glory we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart.
Amen. Thank you, ladies. I'm going to ask everybody to please stand. And we're going to continue praising the Lord this morning with an awesome song called Blessed Be Your Name. It says in Psalm 68:19, Blessed be the Lord who daily, when daily, loaded us with benefits, even God of our salvation, the God of our salvation. Let's sing this song.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, when I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Blessing you pour out of, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your
and to be praised. We're going to sing an awesome hymn. Talks about Jesus redeeming us. And I just want to take a quick look. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver and gold, from your vain manner, in traditions received from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. God's precious blood redeemed us. We weren't redeemed by corruptible things. And this song is awesome, and I hope you love to proclaim it. Here we go.
Redeemed.
Redeemed by the blood.
can keep playing underneath me, Beth. We can just let loose and praise God a little bit when we're out here. I almost started laughing because, you know, when it goes redeem, some of you were doing it, and I'm like, that is awesome. I'm not joking. Like, don't be afraid. You know what? We're not going to stand like heaven. Praise you, Lord. Man, it talks about dancing and praising God and everything else. I'm not saying throw yourself out in the aisle. Let's not get crazy. But, you know, we're praising the Lord. Let's praise him on verse 3. Here we go. Wednesday night, Pastor was preaching on God's eternality, and when it says his child and forever I am, that means forever. It means for eternity. This song starts out, and I hope you thought of it this way, but Christ is your reward. He's your reward. Matter of fact, he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, and he is enough. I don't know how people go through this life without him. Let's sing this right now.
Christ is my reward.
Heavenly Father, we praise you and we love you and we thank you. And Lord, I just pray that everybody that just sang that will mean it in the bottom of their heart, Lord God. May we not turn back. May we not turn away. Lord God, you are so faithful. Christ is our reward. And Lord God, you want to reward us for doing the right thing, for diligently seeking you. Lord, may this morning we do that as Pastor brings your word. May we diligently seek the truth that you'd have us learn. And may the Holy Spirit move in a mighty way, just convicting us of areas of our lives that we need to fix, and for the lost, for their need for salvation. We love you, and we praise you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Thank you. Maybe see you.